Moses was handing the mantle over to Joshua, and Joshua is going to now become the leader. But Moses now dies. So this is where we're picking up. Moses has died, and now Joshua is now officially in leadership and in charge of the Israelites. Are y'all with me? Because I'm taking you on a journey, and we're doing. And what I'm doing is a process. Are you familiar when you look at the computer, sometimes the internet's not completely working, you get this little squirrely sign? Well, we're going to squirrel a little bit on Joshua 3 the rest of the time, okay? So we're just going to weave through it, weave through it, weave through it. You'll see what I'm talking about. So imagine that while we're going through Joshua 3. So think about Joshua for a moment. He has now been prepared to step up to the plate and take in and fit in the shoes or the sandals of Moses. And he's probably pretty terrified. I believe that he really was, because God had to tell him, or chose to tell him. God doesn't have to do anything. God chose to tell him 3 different times, "Be strong and courageous, Joshua." So I'm going to point out to you, you might even have this in your notes, it's Deuteronomy 31:23. It's the first time Moses commissions Joshua to lead the Israelites into the promised land and tells him to be strong and courageous. Second time, Joshua 1:6. God then tells Joshua to be strong and courageous. He affirms what Moses had told him. And then the third time, as if the first time wasn't enough, or the second time, but the third time is the charm, right? Joshua 1:18. The Israelites agree that Joshua is to lead them, and they too encourage him to be strong and courageous. Isn't that incredible? That God blessed Joshua with words of affirmation to elevate him, to lift him up, go, "Come on, boy, you can do it. Just be strong, be courageous." And he hears it over and over from people that he respects, and that the Israelites come up and gird up under him. Have you ever needed extra encouragement? Like, have you, for specifically, I'm talking about maybe a verse has come across your path 2, 3, 4 times in the same day. Anybody ever have that happen?